In our exploration of media spaces this week, we became increasingly uncomfortably aware of how quickly the gap is closing between where we live in the physical world and the vast landscape inside our heads. It's not a new observation. We've devoted a lot of time to the addictive nature of virtual experience offered by the likes of World of Warcraft or Second Life. Way back in 2003, we talked with Rich Young, who had a jones for the massive multiplayer online game EverQuest.
At one point, I was playing it almost 8 to 12 hours a day, nonstop. On the weekends, if I wasn't sleeping, I was playing. I think the big trap is the social aspect of it. When you log in and you say, how's it going, everybody? All of your friends, everyone that's in your guild says, hi, what's up, how you doing? I got to the point where I was burning out. I was starting to lose a little bit of perspective. I realized, hey, wait a minute. This is not the path to absolution.
No path to absolution, no more than in the real world, but maybe to something else. The virtual world feels real. In fact, a study published in 2006 found that when your personal space is violated there, you'll flinch just as you would in the physical world. So there is potential for real healing. Therapists use virtual reality as safe environments in which their patients can confront phobias and stress. Just one of the advantages of virtuality. It can be safe or risky. You can be the same or someone else. It is virtually limitless. Currently, NASA is using Second Life to test collaborative technologies in hopes that someday soon, civilians will be able to use avatars to hitch a ride on real lunar road missions and help the professionals by spotting, say, unusual geologic formations. Yeah. You could go to the moon. Part of you, anyway. And because we live mostly in our heads, it might be the part that matters most.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Jamie York, Mike Volo, Mark Phillips, and Nazanin Rafsanjani, and edited by Brooke. We had technical direction from Jennifer Munson and more engineering help from Jason Isaac and Zach Marsh. We also had help from Nadia Zonis and Sasha Evans. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. But this week, all the music you heard in the show was by the aptly named Build Buildings. You can find out more about him on our website. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org. You can also post comments there and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media is provided by the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC. This is NPR.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.